This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine. If you'd like to make an appointment with me, the number to call is 212-779-1744. I am taking new patients. If you would like to hear a health topic discussed on this program, you can email me to radioprogram@AOL.com. I will either answer it here, or if it's one directed to the both Dr. Hoffman and myself, as we do weekly on Q&A with Layla, we will answer it there. Again, the email to send your question or topic or query is radioprogram@AOL.com. Want to talk to you about blood pressure. Most of you are aware that the guidelines have been changed, that the cutoffs have been lowered. Now they're calling 120 over 80 hypertension, or the beginning of hypertension, whereas that number used to be higher. So what does this mean? A lot more people are going to go on medication, apparently. My one piece of advice to anyone going to the doctor on that morning, or any time that you're going to the doctor, I want you to skip that cup of coffee, skip that cup of joe, skip that cup of tea, skip your soda, skip your energy drink, skip all of that. No caffeine. No caffeine. And then see what's happening with your blood pressure. Another thing that I notice, there are many practitioners that aren't taking blood pressure the correct way. You should be sitting quietly for a couple of minutes. Both of your feet should be on the floor. Your legs should not be crossed. During the taking of your blood pressure, you should not be talking or answering questions at that time. You should be quiet, because that activity of talking can raise your blood pressure. In addition, the person taking your blood pressure should be supporting your arm, or your arm should be supported, whether it's on a desk, on an arm, on the arm of a chair. It needs to be supported around the level of your heart. If you're holding up your own arm, if you're holding up your arm and it's not supported, that could raise your blood pressure. Interesting, right? Follow all that before your next trip to the doctor. So there is a study called Relaxation Response May Reduce Blood Pressure by Altering Expression of a Set of Genes. I want to read that to you again. Relaxation response may reduce blood pressure by altering expression of a set of genes. So relaxing, your lifestyle, what you do, can alter the expression of your genes. Your genes are not the end-all and be-all of everything, right? So about this study, high blood pressure or hypertension, we know it's a major risk factor for heart attack and stroke. And it affects as many as 100 million Americans and 1 billion people worldwide. Decades of research have demonstrated that the relaxation response, the physiological and psychological opposite of a well-known fight-or-flight stress response that can be achieved through relaxation techniques like yoga or meditation, can reduce blood pressure in people with hypertension. Exactly how these interventions act on the body to lower blood pressure remains unclear. A new study led by investigators at Beth Israel Medical Center in Massachusetts General Hospital and the Benson Henry Institute for Mind-Body Medicine identified genes associated with the body's response to relaxation techniques and sheds light on the molecular mechanisms by which these interventions may work to lower blood pressure. The findings are published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. Terrific journal. So traditionally, as we know, hypertension is treated with medicine, pharmacologic therapy, but not all patients respond to drug therapy, and many experience treatment-limiting side effects. In these patients, alternative strategies are invaluable. In this study, says one of the researchers, we found that the relaxation response can successfully help reduce blood pressure in hypertensive patients who are not taking medication. And to our knowledge, say the researchers, this is the first study to test such a mind-body intervention for a population of unmedicated adults with carefully documented persistent hypertension. And it's the first study to identify gene expression changes specifically associated with the impact of a mind-body intervention on hypertension. Our results provide new insights into how integrative medicine, especially mind-body approaches, influences blood pressure control at the molecular level. So, first described more than four decades ago by a Dr. Herbert Benson, and who was also the co-author of this current study, the relaxation response is characterized by a set of measurable changes to the body, including decreased respiration rate and heart rate, all of which can be induced by mind-body techniques, including meditation and yoga. Long-term relaxation response practice has been associated with increased brain cortical thickness and specific changes in gene expression. In this study, the researchers enrolled 58 people with stage 1 essential hypertension, which is defined as having a systolic blood pressure between 140 and 159, that's the top number of your blood pressure, and diastolic between 90 and 104, that's the bottom number. The diastolic is the bottom number. So, stage 1 essential hypertension being defined as 140 to 159 over 90 to 104. The participants were either not taking medications to control their blood pressure or had tapered off them for 5 weeks prior to the outset of the study. And participants also filled out some standardized questionnaires about stress, depression, anxiety. And over the next 8 weeks, participants attended 8 weekly training sessions at which they were guided through mind-body interventions designed to elicit the relaxation response, including diaphragmatic breathing, mantra repetition, and mindfulness meditation while passively ignoring intrusive thoughts. Diaphragmatic breathing, let me explain. So deep belly breathing, breathing down into your abdomen. If there's a mantra that you want to introduce into this abdominal breathing, the belly breathing that I'm describing, say to yourself, soft belly, soft belly, soft belly, soft belly. It reminds you to keep your abdomen soft to receive that breath, which is inhaled through your nose and out your mouth. It's a mindfulness meditation and passively ignoring intrusive thoughts. What does that mean? When you're doing a meditation after, say, a yoga practice, you are developing your ability to kind of be a witness to what's going on. So if there are intrusive thoughts, you can passively ignore them. You could notice that there are intrusive thoughts, not be judgmental of them, just noticing them going by. And this is what they mean by passively ignoring intrusive thoughts. These participants were also given an audio CD that guided them through the same sequence for use at home once a day. After these 8 weeks of training, the patients filled out the same stress, depression, and anxiety questionnaires and had blood drawn for gene expression testing along with blood pressure measurement. Overall, 13 of the 24 participants who completed the 8-week intervention experienced a clinically relevant drop in blood pressure. That is, specific reductions in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure readings that moved participants below 140 over 90. Which is the clinical definition of stage 1 hypertension. Patients who demonstrated significant reductions in both systolic and diastolic blood pressure, enough so that their blood pressure was below the definition of stage 1 essential hypertension, were classified as responders. Those whose blood pressure still fell within the definition of stage 1 hypertension, and those who did not see reduction in both numbers were classified as non-responders. When the researchers then ran gene expression analyses comparing blood samples from the two groups, they found that specific gene expression changes had occurred in the responders over the course of the 8-week relaxation response intervention that were not observed in the non-responders. Specifically, among responders, the expression of 1,771 genes differed between the baseline blood tests and those taken after the 8 weeks of relaxation response practice. Interesting. Further, the researchers determined that the reduction in blood pressure was correlated with genes linked to immune regulatory pathways metabolism and glucose metabolism, cardiovascular system development, and circadian rhythm. All of this impacts blood pressure. So this is very, very interesting stuff. That deep abdominal breathing, the limiting, the fight or flight response. And you know, that could happen to us often during the day. And how often do we go through a high stress day with that, with our cortisol rising, and then we forget to breathe? We should take the time out for several minutes a day, 3 or 4 times a day of deep belly breathing. This can be very helpful. So the researchers say that interactive network analysis of the gene signature identified several molecules, particularly immune system-linked genes, as critical molecules for blood pressure reduction. Our results suggest that the relaxation response reduced blood pressure, at least in part, by altering expression of genes in a select set of biological pathways. Importantly, the changes in gene expression associated with this drop in blood pressure are consistent with the physical changes in blood pressure and inflammatory markers that one would anticipate and hope to observe in patients successfully treated for hypertension. Very, very important stuff. So it's important to practice relaxation. We're finding more and more in the field of integrative and functional medicine that we have to incorporate more mind-body medicine. A little more about blood pressure here. I've got another thing to talk to you about, and it's about our microbiota, our microbiome. Get a load of this. Drinking kefir may prompt brain-gut communication to lower blood pressure. We're finding more and more things, more and more of our health conditions, be it obesity, diabetes, heart disease, kidney stones, all can find its root back to our microbiome, our microbiota having something to do with the presence or the prevalence of that condition. So, according to this, drinking kefir may have a positive effect on blood pressure by promoting communication between the gut and the brain. Kefir is a fermented probiotic milk beverage known to help maintain the balance of beneficial bacteria in the digestive system. It's probiotic food. And these findings were presented at the American Physiological Society annual meeting at Experimental Biology 2018 in San Diego. Previous research has shown that an imbalance in the gut's colony of bacteria, which is the microbiota, may cause high blood pressure in some people. Similarly, probiotics, live bacteria supplements that are beneficial to the digestive system, have been found to lower blood pressure, but the mechanisms by which this occurs are unclear. So a research team from Auburn University in Alabama, in collaboration with the University of Vila Velha in Brazil, studied three groups of rats to determine how kefir reduces high blood pressure. One group of rats had hypertension and was treated with kefir. This was the treated group. Another group had hypertension and was not treated. This is the untreated group. And one group had normal blood pressure and was not treated. This is what we call in science the control group. It's important to have a control group and then to test the variables against it. After 9 weeks of kefir supplementation, the treated rats had lower levels of endotoxins. These are toxic substances associated with disruption in the cells. The treated rats had lower endotoxins, lower blood pressure, and improved intestinal permeability when compared with the untreated group. Healthy intestines allow some substances to pass through, but generally act as a barrier to keep out harmful bacteria and other potentially dangerous substances. This is that the treated group with kefir helped any leaky gut that may be present. In addition, kefir supplementation restored the natural balance of 4 different bacteria in the gut and of an enzyme in the brain essential for normal nervous system function, suggesting that nervous and digestive systems work together to reduce hypertension. Our data suggests that kefir antihypertensive associated mechanisms involve gut microbiota brain axis communication during hypertension. So, probiotic kefir antihypertensive effects in spontaneously hypertensive rats involve central and peripheral mechanisms. Well, that stands to reason. Probiotics may replace Prozac for depression and anxiety. 90% of our serotonin is made in the gut. That can help us chill out. We know that the gut is the first brain, the ancient brain, and there's a constant communication between the brain and the gut. Reinoculating our guts on a regular basis with healthy probiotic foods such as kefir may help in reducing our anxiety, may help in reducing our response to stress, may help in increasing the neurotransmitters necessary to foster a more healthy response to stress, thereby reducing high blood pressure and hypertension. All interesting stuff in the treatment of hypertension, which now is more prevalent due to the new guidelines. So I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.